So for Mrs. Phillips, remembering she has diploid normal cytogenetics. So when you look, you know, at the list, there are certain cytogenetic abnormalities that live up in the favorable space, the core binding factor leukemias, and there are many in the adverse space. But the diploid cytogenetic patients typically kind of wind up in that intermediate class, and then you have to look at the mutations. She has a mutated NPM1, and she also has a high allelic ratio FLT3 internal tandem duplication. And so it's actually interesting. We assume a lot of times that FLT3 ITDs are inferior, as Dr. Tsang mentioned, and typically they tend to be proliferative and have they have a unique flavor about them, and oftentimes they are associated with inferior prognosis. But it's interesting that according to our risk stratification, they can live, you know, in any of the three different risk categories. So this patient with a high FLT3 ratio as well as a mutation in NPM1, which is a favorable, that kind of in a way, according to the risk stratification, cancels each other out, and this patient winds up as being considered an intermediate risk.